And another episode of Open Science Radio from the Open Science Barcamp 2023. With me is Simon and Peter, and maybe you can very briefly introduce yourself.
I'm Peter Marie Rust. I'm a chemist and informaticist, and I'm passionate about knowledge about climate.
Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Simon Worthington. I'm based at the TIB Library, and I'm helping out, volunteering on the Semantic Climate Project.
Yeah, and whoever knows your name, you're well known. You have a lot of activities in this in the recent decades, I would even say. So thank you for sharing this session with us, or sharing this project in the session with us, with about semantic climate. And Peter, maybe you can give a brief overview what the project is about.
Right. Well, the point is that we desperately need knowledge about climate so that we can make the right decisions. It's a huge subject, and over the last many years, the International Panel for Climate Change of the UN in Geneva has created a huge, very powerful, very authoritative resource. And Antonio Guterres has called it the Handbook for Survival of Humanity, right? But it's 15,000 pages. So how do we make it available to every person on the world, not just, you know, English speakers?
Yeah, thank you so much. And Simon, there was a clear problem, because this huge corpus of knowledge, this is kind of locked away. Maybe you can describe this problem.
Yeah, as Peter says, the IPCC produces these extremely high quality scientific reports that contain this important knowledge, and we really respect what those reports are, so we want more people to be able to access them. So you ask yourself, how can they access them? And that is by being able to make more granular searches of the documents. If you want to look for certain issues, say for example to do with you're involved in the authoring of a city climate plan, and you want to have evidence to help back up a case or help the decision makers make a decision, then we want to look at how we can get better access to those IPCC reports. And we think the way you can do that is by making this extra layer to them, and the extra layer is to semantically index what's in there. So if you make a query, you can find that thing, it's super fast.
Thank you so much. And we saw a little bit of knowledge graph technology applied here, and also text mining and so on. I should also mention that the session that you were running was open in one fashion, that you not only did this here locally, but you invited collaborators of that project, or people from that project here. They were located in India, so I enjoyed this very much, that you were so brave, and you know, this can be technical difficult, but it went very fine, and we had a very nice session regarding this discussion afterwards. Maybe you can also shed a little bit light on that part, so how you try to grow that community, how you handle that?
Yeah, so the person, my co-founder is Gitanjali Yadav, who's a staff scientist in the National Center for National Institute for Plant Genome Research. So she's a bioinformatician. She's also passionate about climate, and she's very good at building communities. So she's got together people from India who are working on this. We work completely remotely. I've never met any of the people except Gita. We open up Zoom every day. We open up Slack. So we have synchronous and asynchronous channels there. And what we're really keen is to spread the message throughout the world so that other people pick it up. The methodology we've got is applicable, I think, to any country connected to the internet. So we'd be happy to help people get this set up in their own region.
Thank you so much. What would be what are maybe your next plans, and how can people get involved?
Our next plans, well, it not only is the IPCC report that's the important climate science information, but there's another part to it, which is to use some of the best tools to help us liberate that information, and that is the tool set that comes from the Wikimedia Foundation, so Wikidata and other tools around that. So Yeah, that our next step, we've already been using those tools, but our next step is to look at how we can improve our use of that tool chain and collaborate with the organizations and with the user groups, because the user groups and the communities and the projects in Wikibase and across Wikimedia are really important to that.
Thank you. I think we should really do at some point a deep dive. Now we have this brief session here and have to jump to the next one. Maybe some final words, anything that you would like to say in terms of climate, in terms of semantic climate, and what can be done there?
Well, to follow on from Simon, I think that Wikimedia is absolutely key to the world's knowledge. I've been a Wikimedian for 15 years or whatever. I passionately believe that Wikidata is the most powerful knowledge tool in the world today. It's open, it's managed by the world community, as opposed to closed capitalist interests and so forth. And that if we can get to a stage where Wikidata is seen as the primary tool for identifying structured information across the world, then we'll make a big knowledge advance.
Yeah. I fully agree, and so everything should end up in Wikidata in a way,
absolutely.
Right? Right. That is my personal wish as well. Simon, anything you would like to add?
I just say, check out the website and find out what's going on. So semanticclimate.org. We run hackathons, and we also have an open community that do open notebook science. So come along, join, volunteer, get involved, learn. Yeah.
Peter and Simon, thank you so much for your time and having the session here and the quick discussion afterwards. I'm really looking forward to the developments in your project. And yeah, see you soon again. Thank you.
Thank you.